Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:17 British Winter Time. Well, I've had quite a few technical difficulties in the last 45 minutes, and I had doubts as to whether I was going to get a comment out at all. But they have all been reconciled, so here we go with the audio, and this has been an interesting day. Equity markets have been doing spectacularly well. The DAX is up 45 points at 43.87, and the CAC is up 46 points at 4,016, and the FTSE is up 44 points at 5,044. Well, those are all really good, strong moves right from the very top of the range, so all of those making new highs. Same with the IBEX and the MIB, and I'm pretty sure the Amsterdam Exchange as well. Swiss markets up 44 at 5,915. So these are really very strong moves right off the previous highs, which is looking really very, very confident indeed. Pretty good story as well in the US. The Dow is currently up 55 points at 10,805, while the S&P is up 9.5 at 1,206. The Nasdaq is up 24 at 2,077. That really leads us to believe that these are going to be definitely going back up to test the highs. We've got a little bit to go yet, but we've got very good, strong moves in here today and yesterday, following that little bit of a consolidation over the last 4 or 5 days. So we're almost certainly going to go back and look at the highs on, say, the Dow, which, excuse me, the high on the Dow was 10,868, so that's only another 60 points. Almost definitely going to look at those, and you know, it really is looking quite good from here. Of course, the markets aren't closed yet, so can't really count our chickens. One thing that definitely surprised me today, because yesterday there was a real feeling after those figures came out in the US that something had changed in the currency markets, and the euro moved up quite a lot off the short-term lows. It's currently at 128.75, which is more or less unchanged on the day. So we haven't seen any follow-through there at all. And it's almost exactly the same story with all the cross rates to the dollar. If you look at the Japanese yen, we're seeing pretty much exactly the same thing. While yesterday, intraday, it made a high well above 106. It opened below 106 yen today. It's currently at 105.67, which is almost unchanged on the day. It's only 0.18 up. 1.8 down. And that's a little bit surprising for me, because I was expecting that to move a little bit more strongly. The dollar to move more strongly against the yen, and it hasn't happened. So that could very well looking at the dollar index. This may not have been the turnaround that we thought it was. There's a big tail from yesterday, but we haven't really made new lows today. So we wouldn't really need to see another good, strong downward move on the dollar index to show us that this was the end of the medium-term rally. But I don't think we've actually seen that yet. It could very well go sideways. Well, sideways maybe with a downward bias from here. We'll see in the next couple of days. There was, despite the pretty much flat currencies, gold has done very well today. Gold is currently sitting at 420.60, up to 280. It has been as high as 422. That's really quite a good move, and you know, it's putting good strong candles up there on the chart for gold. Considering that it was testing 410 only a couple of days ago, that is looking more like a turnaround, a possible bottom on gold. It hasn't really broken its sort of medium-term downtrend yet, and it won't really look like it's going to go back up and start looking at the old high at 457 until it goes above 427. And as David was saying yesterday, it needs to show a good strong dynamic of about $10 that would to give the market a very clear signal that it means business and that it's turned around. I mean, it would be an ideal situation if we saw that. We may not see that. It might just go up just as slow as it's come down. And looking at the last 6 or 7 months of history, there haven't been any remarkably strong dynamics in gold. You know, the maximum has been really about $6 or $7. There hasn't been, you know, really big ones on the upside. On the downside, however, there was that one on the 7th of December from 450, closed at 441, and the low of that day was at 434. So that was a $15 range on the downside. So if we saw something like that in the upside, it would be an ideal situation, but I'm not at all sure we'll see that. I think it'll probably just continue on its merry way, doing a couple of dollars a day on the upside, two steps forward, one step back, the way things are looking at the moment. But we'll see what happens. Looking at just the other precious metals, palladium is up 270 at 184. Let me see, where is platinum? Pardon me for the delay. Platinum is up nearly 2 at 871, and silver, which really had an absolutely storming day yesterday, is at 719, and that's up 22.5 cents. Now that is a really strong move off the top. Yesterday it hasn't looked back. Very strong move yesterday from almost 650, almost up to 7, and today up to 720. So that really is, you know, a very good signal that silver has turned the corner. Just looking at a couple of the commodities in here, corn yesterday was looking a little bit like it was going to have a good day, and then, never failing to disappoint, didn't. It closed very close to the open yesterday with a big upside tail and hasn't done very much at all today. On the other hand, oats today has done pretty much the same thing. Oats has definitely been the best one of the grains, although it has been pretty weak over the last 5 or 6 days, but today it rallied very, very strongly. Now the high of the day is almost at 170, it's at 169.16, but at the moment it's at 162.5. It went up very early on in the session and just ground down the whole way through today. So that's a bit, that's not much of an encouraging story on oats, because, you know, it could have, if it had maintained that move today, it really would have been a great signal that this was going to go on and make new highs, but we haven't seen it. Soybeans, though, is the one to watch at the moment. That had really quite a good day today. It was up 9. It's at 525 at the moment, and that, you know, didn't really have a big day yesterday. Had a good day today, and that one does look like it's going to go back and at least look at 550. We'll see what happens with that one. The other currency I forgot to mention, sorry, was the Aussie dollar. And the Aussie dollar had a great day yesterday, and that has put on an extra bit of a gain here. It's up 3 cents, 0.003, it's at 78.61 at the moment, but that has taken out what seemed to be quite a bit of resistance at 78, and that one does look like it's going to go back and test the high just under 80. The high was at 79.48. So that is pretty much it for today. If there are any of the other backwardation charts you'd like to see, I'll post some of those in the next couple of weeks, because I know that David is taking some more time off towards the beginning of March. If there's anything at all you'd like me to run over, just send me a message, and thank you very much for your time. Have a good weekend.